back with the Rod and Fez Show. Getting ready to wrap this one up in the 11 a.m. hour on 106.7 WJFK.
This is a fast hour, Fez.
It's the fastest hour in radio.
Is it really?
I believe so. I believe it's been clocked.
I heard every hour is exactly the same, no matter what happens. Which is hard to believe when you think about it. Fez, did you check out the fact Big Andy Roddick wins the U.S. Open? He beat Juan Carlos of Spain 6-3, 7-6, 6-3 Sunday to win the U.S. Open. In his first Grand Slam final, he breaks into tears screaming, "I can't believe it! I can't believe it!" for like 5 minutes, crying and putting on an act. Anyone care about tennis?
I didn't know the finals were yesterday.
Yeah, it's odd. It's not seeming like tennis is as popular as it was at one time.
I missed it all. And Andy Roddick, you know what? I just found out this past week, he's not Australian.
No, it is an Australian-sounding name.
I assumed he was Australian. I don't know why.
Now, I checked this out, Fezzy, because I have Andy Roddick in my fantasy tennis league.
Ooh, good for you.
Yeah. Let me know if you want to join. I'm trying to get other people around here to join in. Nobody seems to be interested.
I just can't sit around all day at the draft.
Hey, why don't you come in tomorrow? I'll get you one of the Williams sisters.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I want Serena, though.
All right.
So, yeah, I didn't know this was going on, and it doesn't seem like... I know this is the new face of tennis for the 21st century, Andy Roddick. It just doesn't seem like you have your big matchup.
No, you don't.
It's somebody every... someone new and all these Grand Slam things. Well, I don't know any of the names.
It's like golf is doing the same thing now. Except for some reason, golf is getting more popular. And tennis, when they were about the same in the 70s, tennis is dropping like a brick.
So with Andy Roddick against Juan Carlos Ferrero, I don't know, it just doesn't have Sampras Agassi to me.
Well, that was, you know, what, a couple years ago, so it'll be there for you again, I'm sure.
I guess so. I guess you just had to wait for the
tournament. But, I mean, Sampras Agassi wasn't as big as, you know, Connors and stuff like that in the 70s, so it's not like it's been up there at a high point for a while.
Now, Simon and Garfunkel, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, they're hosting a press conference in New York City next week to announce the details of their first tour in 9 years. Now, the pair reunited at this year's Grammy Awards to perform Sounds of Silence.
I actually, when I hear this song, I really wish it was silent. What details? We're really old and we want one more payday. It's like they're going to be fighting like your grandparents in front of you.
Yeah, again, it just doesn't seem to have the excitement. They might as well play the U.S. Open.
Why don't they two just admit it that they're lovers and get it over with?
They're very bitchy lovers at each other.
Would you go to the show, Fuzz?
No, I saw Paul Simon.
Yeah.
And I don't need to see Garfunkel.
I might, you know, if it's around and somebody gives me a ticket, I would go because it's kind of historic. You know, it's not like you can see a lot of those guys from the 60s anymore.
You know, the Central Park thing, very historic. That seemed like a big deal. Now it doesn't... I know this is 9 years later, but it doesn't seem to be that big of a deal that they're getting back together.
I guarantee you this. If they played Central Park again, same amount of people would be there. They would have 1 million people again. As long as they're not charging. Now, this, you know, this will draw people... Everybody that's a fan of this kind of music has money. That's why they're lucky. You're not one of those things that... One of those groups that, you know, people don't have money. Because we wanted to send something out for Warren Zevon. We lost him last night. One of the good guys, Fezzy.
Warren Zevon, dead at the age of 56 after being diagnosed with lung cancer a year ago.
Great performer. This is one for Warren. Sleep tight, buddy. He always tried to help people touch all 12 of those steps, Fez. One of the coolest songs out there.
I hear mariachi static on my radio. The tubes, they glow in the dark. And I'm there with her in Ensenada. And I'm here in Echo Park. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down. And I'm all strung out on heroin. On the outskirts of town, I'm sitting here playing solitaire with my pearl-handled deck. found he won't give me no more methadone. They cut off your welfare check. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down. And I'm all strung out on heroin. On the outskirts of town. I think I'm sinking.